Hey, what is up? It's Todd, and another best of episode. Here's one of my favorite conversations with listeners as they share their stories of using the power of video and strategy and digital marketing and sales tactics to be able to convince and convert faster. Let's go around the world and hear how video marketing mastery has impacted people, listeners, all over the place. All right, this is episode 200, the second of three episodes featuring listeners of this podcast talking about the power of video marketing.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. So how much fun is it to hear from people in the audience about what they're doing in video marketing, how they go to market and sell to people, right? And yet we've got another one. This is an all international episode. We're going to be going to Montreal, Canada, out to Sweden, and even to Dubai to bring the stories. And when I talk to each of them, I'm going to find out what video marketing is like in their neck of the world, what they're selling, what works, what doesn't work, and how this podcast series, which was started many years ago by me, has been affecting their lives and their business. All right, well, let's not waste any time. Let's go out to Montreal, Canada, and talk with Inchi as he tells his story of video marketing success, the growth of his business, how he services his customers. Oh, and you're just going to love this. All right. So now let's go to Montreal, Canada and talk with Inchi. Inchi, what is up?
Yeah, what's up? In the 514.
Right on. It is so cool to have you on the podcast. Now, Inchi is in the, you're in the Wirebuzz Insider group. We chatted up. You also got a book for one of the podcast episodes when we gave away the customer journey book. That was super cool. Oh, my pleasure. It was super cool when you got it, that you took a photo with it and share it with everybody. That's so cool. All right. So tell me about your business and how you got into video marketing.
Well, we're a video production company, right? We are mostly operating the B2B space, with the corporate video. You know, I started this in, long story short, I used to be a sound engineer first. I have a passion for music, doing this for years. I used to be, you know, in our teenage years, everybody thinks that they'll be the next rock star. So I had my little hip hop group and we started a recording studio. We did that for a few years. Self-taught, learned audio engineering, opened a recording studio in downtown Montreal. And we did that for a few years. And then people starting to ask for music videos.
Right.
Do you know someone who does music videos? Like, I used to refer people. And one day I said, you know what? I'll do it. I just went on eBay, bought my first professional camera. At the time, it was like the GVC HD100. Yes. I don't know if you remember that.
Sure.
That dope camera. So we got that and we started doing music videos. And slowly but surely, we went into the corporate world. We knocked at some doors saying, hey, you know, we do promotional stuff. And it started like that, basically. So, yeah. So we're a video production company.
Wait a second. I need to stop. Yeah. I need to jump in right here.
Yeah.
What you did is what entrepreneurs do naturally. You recognized customer demand or market demand. And you said yes.
Exactly.
Right? Hey, by the way, do you know anybody who, yes, I could do that. I'll figure it out, right? And that's what entrepreneurs do.
Exactly. I just figured it out, went on eBay, bought the camera, and started. Because for me, I come from a 3D animation and modeling background. This is what I studied in school. And I worked in the video game industry. So I just went from... I remember in school, we had this little course about cinema and the whole process of movie production. I was like... This thing is amazing. So it always stayed in the back of my mind. So when people kept on asking me about music videos, I just jumped on their opportunity.
Yeah.
Let me use those skills.
That's really cool.
And put them to use.
That's really cool. It makes me think about
the way that I priced my first paying customer was they paid for the gear. And, you know, I needed to get a camera. I needed to get lighting. I needed to get mics. How much do you want to, what do you want me to film? Okay, it's going to cost. And then I figured out that price, and it was like dollar for dollar allowed me to get my gear. And I think that's like, you know, that makes that first type of project even sweeter, because they're the ones that pushed you to take the risk.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There was absolutely zero profit on our first gears. It was just out of passion, you know? And I think it's true that those are the times where you learn the most, because you want to prove that you can do it.
Right.
So you learn and you absorb all the knowledge that you can. You apply. You spend hours on fiddling tiny details.
Yes.
You know, and it was good. That was around 2009. So, 10 years now.
What would that do? That little passion that you just mentioned of learning new things and obsessing, and what if we always stayed in that realm where we were so interested in refining our process and providing something, you know, because we were afraid to fail? Like, what would our growth be like if we just stayed going through that process? It would be remarkable, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it will be. It will be enormous if you always keep that fire 24/7. This is crazy.
You'd think burn out.
Yeah. It's the only way to grow.
That's right. So talk to me about B2B videos in Montreal. What are you selling, and how are you describing it to people?
Well, what we're selling basically is video production. This is the technical term. But what we always say is that we help businesses attract their customers' attention on the web.
Beautiful.
And for us, it's really important because and if you go on our main page on our website, there's a little paragraph that says, "Not having a video business on your website, it's like going to a sync asset without your business cards."
Right.
It's like you go somewhere and you don't have your business cards. You miss on opportunities.
Yeah.
And this is that was our main message in the past years.
That's beautiful. And go ahead.
Yeah. And for us, it's critical because most businesses have sometimes complex products, complex services, and we always knew from the start that video is a way to pass a maximum of information in a minimum of time. It's so much easier. People are so used to use videos. Everybody's on Facebook, on YouTube, all over the place watching videos, and all those social medias now are becoming they are video centric.
Yes. Yeah, they're all video centric platforms.
Yeah.
Because just like in capitalism, the best idea or the best product wins, and video just has a higher transfer of information, a higher emotional quality, and when people go through it, they're more likely to buy and say yes. And we just want to get people across that yes line at faster rates. I'm so proud of you. That's the right way to explain it to people. And then you guys go in and film those videos and then edit them yourselves?
Yeah, exactly. We do the whole thing. I mean, we're a turnkey solution. Well, it really depends on customers. I mean, some companies that are bigger, they have their own marketing team, so they come up with the budget. Even sometimes they already have kind of a script already laid off. So, but most of the time we do the pre-production, production, post-production. We do the whole thing turnkey. And this is where it got very interesting, and I was so happy. In the last, maybe, I think I discovered your podcast 3 or 4 months ago. I heard your name in another podcast, but I don't remember which one it was. But they said, there's these guys, Todd Hartley, leading the video marketing trends and stuff. Todd Hartley. I was like, okay, I just Googled that name, and then all this stuff popped. Wire bars, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? Then I started listening to some of your episodes, and it came at a time at that perfect timing in our business where my partners and I were discussing, we can't just do video production. Because what we noticed is that we do great production. We finish a product, we send it to the customer, and over the last few years, see, you know, I love to call them and say, hey, how did the video go and stuff like that. They're like, yeah, it's great. Nah, nah, nah. Some have tremendous success and some others are like, oh, it's great, but you know, we wish we'd had more views. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, more views? I mean, and I'm like, how can you get more views? There's no ways you'll have hundreds of thousands of millions in views in ultra niche industries. Mm-hmm. If you're in the industrial field, you're not doing a cat, funny cat videos or stuff like that. There's no way you'll have millions of views. Right. It's not a viral video. This is right. not your key.
You're not a girl on Instagram showing your butt exercises.
Exactly. So, and some customers were starting to have kind of frustration about that, saying, oh, we need more views. And I'm like, nah, this is not the proper metric for success. It's not views. I mean, you can have a video with a million views and zero sales, but a video might have 231 views yep. that generated 12 sales. This is success.
Right.
You know? So we were brainstorming here. I think we need to switch from video production to video marketing, video marketer, video, and provide a whole holistic solution where it's not just video production, it's the strategy that yes. comes with it.
Beautiful.
And the day I discovered your podcast, there was an episode, I think it was you and Marcus talking in the car
yes.
About this stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, how come I didn't discover Todd? Like, 2 years ago, that would have been so amazing. So, and since that day, I'm listening to this stuff. I'm reading. I have like, I don't know, like 60 tabs open on my computers. I have State of Business Report video that yes. you were talking about. I'm digging in real deep now. And even the conversation totally changed with our customers. Mm-hmm. In the past 2 months, You brought me some new vocabulary.
Beautiful.
And now we talk like marketers.
Yeah.
We don't talk like dudes with cameras.
Right. Right. It's a big difference. And
and it changes the whole thing. I mean, just changing those words, those vocabulary, we close more deals.
Beautiful. And you're also being able to do something that addresses the next problem. And you mentioned, you know, we create the video, but then when we see that they don't execute the video well on their website or they don't have the right strategy, it ends up looking like the video part didn't work. We had a, inside the office, I know that Marcus worked on a project for a $1 billion company for 1 year. We did 44 videos or 45 videos for them. And the videos were exceptional. We gave them back the videos at the end of the project. And they didn't want us to post them on their site because they were like, we've got people here that can do that. So we said, okay, if you need any training, let us know. No, we've got it all taken care of. And then after the videos were handed off to the client, maybe 6 months later, we went back and looked because we wanted to grab some screenshots and they hadn't posted them yet. And Marcus said to me, he's like, dude, I just spent like a year of my life on a project and the client didn't even execute on it. So when we reached back out to the client, the conversation was no longer, we've got people that could do that here. It was, we don't know how to do it. And at that point we were kind of pissed because we want to prove success. We want to create case studies and make our name golden with the clients. So because we were already digital marketers, we just added that piece. And before we thought it would be easier if we just did video production and had the right margin, but because they weren't executing at it on a high enough level for us to get the results that they needed, we decided we would just take that part over. And as such, we found that it's a very good upsell, right? We're going to give you the video plus this, plus that.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what we learned and that it confirmed in our mind listening to through a podcast of like, this is the way to go. You cannot just produce the finest production, put it on the table and then let it sit there and hoping for magic. You need to execute a proper strategy and tactics to make sure that it brings results. And also, it's very important for them to have the proper metrics to measure success.
And that has to be determined at the beginning.
Exactly.
What is success before you get started, right?
Exactly, exactly. Beautiful. And then there's all these tools that come with it that you talked about in some of your podcasts, Vidyard, Wistia, HubSpot, all this stuff that comes into play that needs to be learned. And this is now, right as we speak now, this is what we're like very focusing on, when not to be able to implement all those services inside our current production. So by the end of the year, we can offer more than turnkey plus strategy.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm very inspired by what you guys do.
Awesome. I love hearing that. Tell people about your company, where they can find you.
Well, we're on the internet, 514gt.com. It's Great Thing Studios. You can find us on Instagram. We post often some of our behind the scenes stuff. And we're on Facebook too. On internet, Great Thing Studios. That's the name.
And do you create content in English and in French?
Yeah, since we're in Montreal, you know, Montreal is a bilingual city. It's the only French province of Canada. So yeah, we do have French customers. I mean, this is our main language here.
That's cool. Yeah, I knew that. That's why I brought up the question. We've got, my wife and I have some good friends that are from Montreal, and they're primary French speakers. And so we always get to hear about their trips up to the jazz festival and going up and seeing family. You're lucky to live there. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah. If you come in town, come, we'll make you visit. There's a lot of cool stuff here in Montreal. Summer's coming, and it's a party town. It's beautiful. Like a mini New York with a French sauce on it.
Oh, I love it. You there's a deal there. When I come to town, I'll let you know. We'll go out and have a drink, okay?
Yes, that would be great, Todd.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. And thank you for being in the Insider Group and sharing what you're learning along the way. It means a lot to all of us.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you for creating this podcast and sharing your knowledge, your wisdom. I know you've been doing this for years. And it really helps us to do that transition from video production to video marketing. Thank you.
Beautiful. I love it. Have a great day, man. And thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right. That was super cool hearing from Inchi about what they're doing in Canada and what marketing and video is like and how he got his business started. It resonates deeply with me. And in a moment, we're going to go out to Dubai and we're going to talk with Vit, and he's going to tell his amazing story. That dude's been listening to the podcast for a long time. He's got a great growing business. But before we go out to Dubai and the UAE, let's go up to Scandinavia and let's hear from Thomas in Sweden. Now, before we hand it off to Thomas, I want to tell you a little bit of a story. It's probably one of my favorite stories that comes out of this podcast series. Oh, about maybe 18 months ago, Thomas reached out to me and he just was, you know, asked a couple questions about video marketing. And I was so stoked to get it. Like, anytime you guys submit in questions, it's super cool for us. We get to know that there's other marketers out there that are growing and learning and that we're impacting them. You know, many of you are now in the Insider Group. I think it's called the Wirebuzz Insider Community on Facebook. I screwed up every time. But if you go and search on Facebook Wirebuzz Insider, it'll pop up that group, and you should get into that group in a moment. I'm going to tell you what the new super secret password is of the week. So stay tuned for that. But when Thomas reached out to me, I was planning a trip to Europe. And I said to Thomas, hey man, I'd be happy to, while I'm out there, I'd be happy to come and speak in Gothenburg. And we started talking, and the next thing I knew, we had a place and a date. And I went out there and he met me at the hotel, and we went out and had a great lunch, and I got to learn about his business and help guide and advise. We did a podcast episode, which I will tell you about at the end of Thomas's interview, that we actually did in Sweden just hours before I took the stage in front of a jam-packed standing room only. Man, this was one of the coolest moments in my life. There were people in, way past fire code. And everybody else that was talking the day, like the lady before, she did a great, just a great presentation on how to use LinkedIn for your business. and to get remarkable results. I loved everything, except I didn't understand a single word because it was all in Swedish, right? But when I got up there and I spoke, it was like the audience was super hungry for video marketing news and information. And we had a fabulous night. We went out to dinner later and I was just really touched by it. I then went to Prague after. And when I got to Prague, guess what? Vit, who's now in Dubai, that was originally from Prague, hit me up and he's like, dude, you're in my hometown. And it was so cool because every city we went to, listeners were there and they knew about the podcast. And it was just one of the highlights of this entire video marketing series. So without going any further, let's go right now out to Sweden to my friend Thomas.
Hi, this is Thomas from Sweden. I've been a listener to the Video Marketing Mastery podcast almost from the beginning. And I have to say the stuff that Todd and Marcus is teaching has been really, really valuable and helpful to me and my company. And I'm also fortunate to have met Todd last year when he came to Sweden to keynote at our event about video marketing. And I want to wish you the best of luck with the coming 200 episodes. And thanks a lot for sharing.
Wow, how cool is it to hear from Thomas? Thomas, thank you so much for sending in that video. It touches my heart to hear from you and to know that the podcast is valuable to you and the growth of your business. For those of you that want to get a hold of Thomas Hofflin, it's H-O-F-L-I-N is his last name, and his company is Anymotion, and he's super talented. He works with great people up there. And, oh, you know what would be awesome? You should go listen to the episode that Thomas and I did from Sweden, and that episode is episode 151. It is titled How to Do Your Thought Leadership Videos on the Cheap. And who amongst us isn't cheap, right? Wirebuzz.com/151 is where you get that episode. We filmed it in the lobby of the oldest hotel in Gothenburg, Sweden, maybe 2 hours before I took the stage at, I think, the Hive in that city is the place where I spoke. And as Thomas will attest, I had been up for probably 36 or 48 hours. You'll hear it in the podcast. I seemed pretty lucid, but then after that interview, I went and took a quick nap, then walked down the street, got up in front of the people and just absolutely crushed it in front of the greatest room I've ever spoken to. People in Sweden love it. All right, so let's go out right now out to Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Let's talk with Vit. You will notice Vit is a very confident speaker, a brilliant presenter. He creates great videos. You'll love this interview with me and Vit in Dubai.
All right, so let's go right now out to Dubai. Yes, Dubai, and let's talk with video marketing expert Vit Kodusek. Hey, Vit, did I pronounce your last name sufficiently close?
Yeah, perfecto. Thank you very much.
Hey, man, so cool to have you here. First time you and I started interacting was when I was speaking in Europe last year. I got to Prague. I got a message from you. You're like, oh, my God, you're in town. And just then I had just left town and now you're in Dubai. Tell the audience about your business.
To be honest, the first interaction which we had together was much earlier than
really?
That. Because, yes, because you've sent me a personal Twitter video once I got enrolled.
This.
Yeah, once I got enrolled to your podcast. So
yes.
That time, and that was about about a year earlier than you had actually traveled to Europe. But anyway, yeah, Prague is my hometown. I really love that, you know, you were traveling in Europe. And so I just wanted to reach out to you and, you know, just say hello and, you know, just say hello to my friends over there in Prague, because I actually live work here in Dubai for last 7 years now. I've been doing this with the video marketing and things like that, you know, for pretty much, last 20 years, I think. I'm a TV producer. I used to work on Czech TV and some other channels. So yeah, being in Dubai now and having this this company is absolutely fabulous. It's really, really very. There are a lot of exciting times, and I'm pretty sure we're gonna talk a little bit about that in short time.
Yep, we sure will. Okay, so you really just triggered my whole memory here. I went through a 1 week case study where I would, and I mentioned it on the podcast way, way back in the days. That anybody that follows me this week, I will send you a personalized video. And I'll tell you, that was a very difficult promise to keep. And I'm glad you were involved in that. It shows that that case study was valuable for me developing relationships. Okay, so let's talk about your business. Tell me about the types of projects that you're currently doing right now.
So we are video marketing agency down here in Dubai. We've been doing it, as I mentioned, since 2012, for the last 7 years. And video has evolved quite a lot over the years here in UAE and in the Middle East. But I think it's pretty much copying the trends which are out there. And that's actually so good to actually listen to your podcast and, you know, dipping into the pool of experiences which you have guys over there in US and in Western Europe, because we kind of like we can predict what is coming, which is you know, I might say it's a little bit easier for us than we know, you know, what kind of trends are coming in, so we can get ready, we can be prepared a little bit more. In a nutshell, we are basically really like a full-fledged video marketing agency here. So we do all the corporate stuff, corporate films, event videos. We do quite a bit. We dipped into some animated videos as well. But more like the core of our business is really videos which are you know, directed towards bringing results, bringing some tangible results for the business owners. This is what trigger, you know, what is our focus. You know, making it sure that it works. It works for the business owners, because otherwise, why would we do that? Like, yeah,
absolutely. Like, nobody's banging on your door because they decided that they want to have a video. They really just need the end results that video creates. And I know you already get this. I've watched your videos. You do some really great learning and teaching. You're also a speaker. And when businesses are going through the sales process, Vit, where do you have to spend now your time convincing them? Like, is the hesitation about how you use video for revenue, or is the hesitation something like that people are going to watch this? Are people really going to watch videos? Like, because that tells me where the evolution is in Dubai with savvy customers.
Well, actually, I was just pulling out the stats not long time ago. The stats are from a little bit early 2016, which tells us that in the Middle East, which covers pretty much the Arab world, Arab Peninsula here, there are about 310 million video views on a daily basis, which is huge, and really it's a huge amount. The third most used app is YouTube. So you can imagine, you know, people are actually using videos. People are watching videos. So that's not an issue. The issue is how business is perceiving the videos. So actually, many times when I do my speaking gigs, I you know, when somebody asks me about the, you know, what is our potential here, I ask, okay, how many of you have seen one business related video in the past month? And many hands goes up. And I ask, okay, the second question is, how many of you, because you are business owners, how many of you created business related video for your business in this month? And the hands are very few. So this is where my potential, the potential is. It's a huge, because really many, many businesses, they just don't see how to use the business, how to use the videos in their businesses. And this is where our main thing lies at this moment, educating the businesses of the power of videos. And I know that you're great in it, because you keep talking about, you know, the power of videos and great power of videos and all that stuff. And I really love what you do over there, guys.
Thank you. It's a labor of love for us. And I know it is for you too. And I think there's something that when people get into the video space, they look at it like television commercials. I'm talking about online video. they think of television commercials. We need a 30-second, a 60-second, and they think about it one video for their business or one video for their product or service. But then as they start to get more savvier, then we get the opportunity to teach them about how they move people through complex sales processes with video. And that's kind of like a paradigm shift. It's like, you know, you're like breaking their mindset on video and showing them how when people go through their sales process, they're going to get stuck in certain spots and use that video to drive them down to the next stage. And I find myself in that conversation now more than I've ever did, because in the past, I used to have to convince people about video. Now it's becoming a much easier game. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Many times what I found is very interesting is about what's the intention behind creating a video. And that discussion really drives then, you know, further discussions about, you know, what kind of video do they need at this particular time. Actually, just today I was we're just working on one project for a big logistic company. And they keep talking about short 5-minute corporate video, which drives me crazy. Because as you know, short 5 minutes, it's just not that really. Like nobody's gonna watch that, because what their objective is really to drive people into the funnel on the top of it. So people will give you very little time on top of your funnel. So you need to really think about, you know, how to utilize that span of time. You know that the concentration or the people, the focus which they have, it's very short. You have a very short span of time to really capture the attention. The attention span is very short. So you need to figure out what kind of video will drive them to the deeper level, where you may introduce a little bit longer video. And if they want to know more, maybe just you can add this. So this is something I have these discussions on a daily basis, and people are coming to understand, you know, all these things about how to drive, you know, through the marketing funnel with the help of video and what type of video works in which stage.
This is beautiful, Vit. Now, what you're talking about is really the industry that we've helped birth, getting to this maturation point where businesses are no longer just looking at it as a commercial. Now they're looking at us as the customer demand increases and the validity of video moving people through the sales process. They're looking at video marketers like us as now an essential part of their team that drives, organize, motivates their leads. And we start leading companies' sales and marketing teams. Like, that is our next big window, is how do we take this video knowledge that we have and how it accelerates the sales process, and then be the gurus for all these businesses that are still doing it the traditional way. And that, to me, says as bandwidth becomes more available and 5G becomes more permanent here, everything is going to be about the power of video and about our big brains moving large numbers of people through sales process. That gets me super excited. That's like the center spot of the entire business world becomes the power play of video marketers. Super cool, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what I would add to it, what you just said, Todd, is one thing that is the people, we don't want to convince them. They need to be ready. They need to figure out that video is, and I'm telling them all the time, you know, I'm a business owner. I'm not here to talk to you as a video marketer. I'm a business owner. I want to use for my business the most effective tool which I can get right now. And if it's a video, and I believe it is a video, I'm using video. If it will be something else, okay, I will be using something else, because I'm a business owner first and foremost.
Yes.
And I want to use the most effective tool which I can get hands on and use it for my growth of my business. And this is important, I think.
Dude, you are great. You get it. I know you're a speaker and you teach audiences this, but when you're face to face with a client and you make that human to human connection. Look, I'm just a video creator because it gets the best results, right? I do that all the time. It works really well because it's authentic, right? Like, as video creators, we're always teaching our clients to create authentic content, but also in our sales process, the quicker we get personal And we demonstrate that this isn't about a sale for us. This is about, you know, motivating their customers to buy faster. We start making friends and trusted relationships. And that to me is super cool, because I think this next realm for us is letting people know that we are content agnostic. If holograms became the new wizard tool that people would buy faster from, Vit and I would be hologram experts, wouldn't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. You nailed it. That there are so many other things which are coming up: 360 videos, AI, deep learning. You know, you name it. You look around, virtual videos, all that stuff. If we can figure out that these are better tools which help us to grow our business, we're definitely going to that bandwagon immediately.
Beautiful. I love it. All right, let's get nerdy for a moment. I know that you're a video creator. I know there are you know, thousands of video creators that listen to the podcast. Can we talk about some of the gear that you're shooting with now? Like, what are some of the equipment that you're using? Oh, I know. You got it before I got it, and it drove me crazy. You got the, let me see if I can get this massively long name that was poorly marketed, but it is the Blackmagic 4K pocket cinema camera or something like that. You have a couple of those you're shooting with, right?
Yeah, exactly, Todd. It's just a fantastic, BMPCC 4K, yes. Blackmagic pocket cinema camera 4K, yeah, just for the nerds out there. And it's fantastic piece of equipment. For the price point, absolutely fantastic. And with a new firmware which just came up, I actually couldn't be at an AB, but we had a very, very similar show down there in Dubai just a couple months back. And some guys from Blackmagic came over. I've talked to them, and they do a really fabulous job. I mean, I'm not endorsed by them or by any means. I buy my equipment. I do. Yeah. I do spend the bucks for this. But really, from that perspective, I just love that camera. And we have about four at this moment. We're gonna buy a few more because it's really excellent equipment.
Yeah, it's great. We have a couple. We have two of those right now. We've also got a Ursa Mini that we mm-hmm. love, another Blackmagic camera, yeah. And a bunch of Canon cameras, a bunch of GH5s, and all of those make up our arsenal. And they're great tools, but have you used the Pocket Osmo yet?
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
I do have my box here. Yes. I have this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so, cool. I've used that one. I've had it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then
I have it just next to me.
The new Pocket Osmo is phenomenal. It's this big.
Okay.
It goes in my sport coat almost anywhere I am. And I recently, like my wife and I were out at dinner and the band got up and started playing. And my brain as a storyteller is like, I got to tell that story because it's pretty epic. So the next thing I put my cocktail down and I start filming. And it's so great because you can take it anywhere and be a cinematographer wherever you go.
That's true. For me, I work with the mobile phones. I really love I have my P20 Pro, yeah. Which is fantastic. They're coming up with the new one, P30 Pro, which is even better in terms of a camera. But and I think you know many times I'm talking to people, I'm talking to my audiences, and I say, guys, if you think like I'm a TV producer, I know that a few years ago it was absolutely impossible to do the things which we do right now without spending a big bucks. You had to have expensive equipment, all that stuff. Now we have everything. We have here. We have this. And you can create video on the spot. As you said, you're sitting in a restaurant, you just pull it out and then you can shoot video, absolutely fantastic video, 4K in this, you know, with this equipment. It's so easy, really.
We're living in a great time. Our yes. biggest value is how we help businesses make money faster. And all right, so it's the beginning of the week when we're recording this. I'm sure you've got a lot of videos in production and you've got videos that you're about to start shooting. Can you give us an idea what your process is like? Like step one Is that strategy? How do you guys get into the scripting? Kind of walk us through your business and how you guys get a video from point A to point Z when it's in the client's hands.
So everything starts with a strategy. I think that's really the backbone of any proper video. You need to know what you're creating. You need to know for what purpose you're creating it. You need to know for who is your target audience, where you're gonna upload the video. All that needs to be done in a prior you even start working on your script, because everything, those information will directly lead into certain things which you can tweak in a script. If you start with a scripting, then you suddenly realize that, for example, the script is not really suited for your audience which you want to talk to. So this is very important for you to start with a strategy, to know what's the objective. You know, you need to know all this. So basically our process always starts with a very, I would say, very heavy fact-finding with the client.
Yeah.
We need to sit down with the client, figure out what is it, how, and how we can help them. Many times, what happens during this process is that the client is actually discovering something which they didn't know about. They did not even know what is possible. And that realm of possibilities which we are opening up as a video marketers for them, it's great, because then suddenly they, you know, we can suggest certain things, you know, oh, it can be done in a post-production in, you know, with the help of our green studio, for example, and they say, oh really, oh, we didn't know about that. Mm-hmm. So you know, these are things which definitely are very, very important. The first stage is definitely a strategy. Obviously, from the strategy, then there comes the scripting phase with the storyboards, planning the phase, locations counting, then going into the nitty-gritty of stuff of a production, and then the heavy and time-consuming process of post-production, which that's, you know, usually I always love this, because many times people they always think that, you know, oh, you come, you shoot for, you know, I don't know, 5-6 hours, and then, you know, I want to know I want to see the video next day. But you know, like, oh guys, like, now we're gonna spend the most, you know, most of our hours in behind the computers in our editing suite, because that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
So that's the process.
All right, Vit, let me give you one thing that we've done since we got started, and it tames the client, and I hope this works for you. But you know how nervous and anxious the client is when you're walking out the door and you're pulling out your gear and you just want to go home at the end of a long shoot, and the client says, well, when do we get to see all this, right? Like, that's, when do I get to, what they're really saying in their head is like, oh, I hope this wasn't a waste of money. Vit seemed like a nice guy, but when do I get to see some of the proof, right? And so what we do is, within the first 24 hours, we send the client all of the behind the scenes photos. So on our set, we will have our cameras all set up to film, but we will have a 5D Mark III that is set up just for stills. And at this point, I think it's like one of the greatest still cameras. And so throughout the entire shoot, everybody's just taking photos of the client working and working on the script, and then meeting with the talent. And we shoot, you know, maybe 40, maybe 70 behind the scenes photos. And then we color correct those. When we're loading all the footage onto the machines, we start color correcting those images. We drop our logo. It says something like filmed behind the scenes at a Wirebuzz video shoot. That client gets it the next day, that just says like, Jenny, we had so much fun filming with you. We're now going into post-production, but in the meantime, here are some behind the scenes photos we took, and your videos will be ready first. The first version or draft will be ready in 10 days. I don't know what it is, but that every time we send it, they reply back because they're surprised we were doing this. They see how great the still images are, and they let go and let us do our thing, and they give us peace, because now they're sharing those photos internally with the boss, and it's great. It costs you virtually nothing.
It's fantastic. And actually funny you saying that, because we just finished one shoot yesterday. We had one event which we covered, and what I did for the very first time, I actually introduced a behind the scene camera. So I took on another member, a crew member, and he was shooting behind the scenes of all that. So we haven't got into nitty-gritty of doing photos. We wanted to really show a process, you know, how event video comes alive. So that's what the objective was. But yeah, I mean, that's fantastic piece of advice. Yeah. And yeah. Anyway, thanks for that.
Of course. Yeah. And the event videos are awesome because each one of the bigger companies, you know, the larger the company comes, the more budget they have allocated for each one of their events. And we just keep retapping into those events to service exactly. them. And, you know, that's part of the reason why we're always on the road. But anyway, I hope that's valuable. I'm a fan of what you're doing. I look forward to spending some time with you in person one of these days. And I'm so excited to have you join me on episode 200, Vit.
Thank you very much, Todd, for having me. It's absolutely fantastic what you do. I really appreciate all the podcast. And yeah, keep up the good work. Excellent, excellent stuff.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, my friend. This is going to come out in a couple of weeks. And then you and I, we're going to be doing a speaking event at some point in Dubai or somewhere. And I'm looking forward to doing a panel and being on stage with you one of these days, my friend.
That would be fantastic. Fantastic. Yep.
We'll figure it out. All right. Don't be a stranger. I'll look forward to talking with you again.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you very much for making
this happen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was super cool. We just talked with Vit in the UAE, and coming up in the next episode, we're saving some doozies for you. We're going to go out and talk with Grant in Long Beach, California. We're going to talk with John in Lisbon, Portugal. That's right. And then we're going to go down under to the bottom part of this big earth of ours, and we're going to go out to Queensland, Australia, and talk with Ben. You are not going to want to miss. Fascinating stories from people that are doing great things in video marketing. And if you want to be a part of this community, if you want to learn from the people you're listening to and people on my team and also the people in our audience, please make sure you go to the Wirebuzz Insider Group on Facebook and you bring that information to people. I'm getting some kind of. And if you want to learn from this audience, of course you do, because this audience is so damn smart and they're doing great things in the video marketing space. Make sure you join the Wirebuzz Insider Community. It's a group. It's a private group. Nobody's hustling anybody. We're learning from each other, polishing and perfecting our craft. We share videos that we absolutely love that businesses are using in the business to business space or the business to consumer space. We share smart digital strategies and tactics, information that you could use to sell at faster rates. And we ask each other really smart questions. Just in the last couple of days, some of the questions that popped up have been so technical that some of my homies that I speak on stages with all over the world jumped in to answer those questions because they are the world's leaders, even outside of the video space, maybe in content marketing. And they jump in like Mark Trappigan, who answered a really smart question. I saw the question. I was in a client meeting. And as I read the question, I go, oh, there's nobody in this world that could answer that question better than Mark Trappigan. By the time I got out of my client meeting, Mark jumped in, answered that question like a boss, and make sure that you become a member of that group. I'm going to give you right now the super secret password. And that super secret password is, I'm going to say, okay, Blackmagic 4K Cinema Pocket Camera. Oh man, just get close to that because that name is a big mess. I don't expect anybody to get it right. Lord knows I probably just botched it. But if you get something close to that, Blackmagic 4K Cinema Pocket Camera, and you mention that when you ask to join the group, we will let you in with flying colors. And look forward to the next episode. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't, go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Hit the subscribe button, and please leave us a very honest rating and review. It helps with the overall performance of the podcast. It helps me learn so I can polish and perfect my craft. And I will continue to do my part to bring you the latest information in video marketing so you can be a video marketing master. Wait for it. Peace.